Welcome to Abdul.
Welcome to Ask My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year. I love you. Say goodbye. You're going to school. And that's okay. Yum, 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 yum. I just love you.
Welcome to Optimize My Life Presents Marketplace Ministries.
Ask that you keep your phone on mute, but when God prompts something on your heart, please unmute yourself and share. You would be surprised when God puts something on your heart there to touch so many different people, and you don't want to keep that to yourself. Even if you're shy, you're nervous, just say, just open it up and say, we're all here with open hearts and minds and arms just to love on you and bless you, because God wants to use each and every one of us. So this is our Monday night mastermind call. Welcome, welcome to everyone on the call. And as I was putting things together and putting things away and just going through my daily day, and you have to remember that in the Word it says to pray without ceasing. And when you're doing that, it is definitely a reinforced over and over and over. When you're praying and when you're blessing people and when you're asking God to lead you, guide you, direct you, things will come to your mind and you move on it. And then the next thing happens and the next thing happens. And so you want to make sure that you never stop praying. All in your mind's eye, you are constantly thanking God, asking him for guidance and direction. See, because when we keep our mind stayed on the Lord, there's no room for Satan to get in there and mess with us, because it is a proven fact. You can only think of one thing at a time. So
from your select shared calling service. You can hang up now to avoid the reduction in minutes. Thank you.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Hi, Derek. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
All right. Hang on 1 minute. I'm having a little technical difficulties today. Thank you.
have. I like for it to be with joyful, you know. I like to sing praise songs that make you dance, you know. And so everybody is different. But if you find that you're in this melancholy mood and things are not right, you have to change your praise music. Because Satan will get us caught up on the songs, the depressing songs, the songs that are making us cry, the songs that are making us not happy. You have to change the station. Change the praise. Make it happy, rejoiceful, how great God is, you know. And when you find yourself rejoicing in the Lord and dancing in God and doing your dance, whatever it is, it makes you feel better. So make sure as we go through life and as we're praying, keep that mind stayed on God. Say, keep that mind stayed on Jesus. And I know I could have sung several songs of what I was saying, but they're all upbeat and they're all happy songs. Yes, things happen. You know, you stub your toe, the first thing you say, oh, Jesus, it hurts. But then you get some ice or whatever the case may be, you put it on it so it could start healing. And as it starts healing, you start praising God for health and strength and wealth. And you say these positive things over and over and over, and you will begin to attract more and more of the positive things. You'll begin to attract more health, good health, good wealth, more good health. So you have to make sure you guide your mind and you keep your mind stayed on the Lord. You remember to continue to pray without ceasing. See, Satan, he loves to get us all crying and upset and unhappy. He loves when we're down crying and sad. He loves that. But you don't want to stay there. And I know we're human beings, and yes, I get sad, but I do not stay there. I know my triggers, and when they come, I dismiss them. And I make sure I keep God in high praise. Because when you keep God in high praise, your spirit lifts and you feel so much better. Because you know God's got you and things are going to be all right. The sun will come out tomorrow. It's all how you think about it. It's all how you believe. And so you want to make sure you stay positive. You pray without ceasing. You keep your mind stayed on the Lord. You keep thinking about the goodness of God and all that he has done for you, the good things, and how you want more and more of those good things. And when praying for positive things, for God to lead and guide and direct you, is like positive affirmation. And you thank God for how people come, whatever business you're in, how you just draw them in, how people are attracted to your goodness and your happiness and your energy and your life. That's what people want to be around. Folks really don't want to be around someone who's constantly crying and complaining and whining. They want to be around someone who is happy and joyful. And you might say, well, I don't feel happy right now. I understand. But you don't have to stay there. You can find that praise song that puts joy in your heart. You know, and you can find what will keep your mind stayed on the Lord, on the positive. And you get out of that thinking. You get out of that melancholy, depressed, sad. You know, get out of there. Don't stay there. That's not a healthy place. Just like dis-ease brings on disease. So you want to make sure you stay in a happy place. Find your happy place. Find the song that makes you rejoice in the goodness of the Lord. Find the blessing that God has put in your life. Praise that blessing. Rejoice in that blessing. Because you can only think of one thing at a time. So you want to make sure you're always thinking of the Lord. So I just wanted to share that real fast with everybody to remember to continue to praise the Lord each and every day each and every second that you're breathing. Just breathing is a praise. So I'm going to turn it over to Rick. Rick, are you there?
I am. That was good.
Hey, Rick.
Preach it, sister. Happiness is a choice.
Happiness is a choice.
And I choose to be happy. Welcome, everyone.
Yes.
This is Better World Changers Marketplace Ministry. And my name is Rick, and that was Brenda just teaching the word. Preaching, teaching. And I think that's so powerful of what you were saying, Brenda. And so, folks, we have a website, betterworldchangers.com. Definitely want you to go there, betterworldchangers.com. And it's amazing how fast this year is going by. But we are in sync. Thank goodness. We are in sync. We are not behind. We are not ahead. We are right on time. And thank God that he's always on time. But as you was talking, Brenda, I couldn't help. And Ron, you know those old Gideon hymns, "How great mm-hmm. thou art." Yeah, you know, we serve a mighty God. We serve a great God.
Consider all. That was my mom's favorite song. She was a choir director. And,
I see the, I hear the rolling thunder. The universe has made. Then sing my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. You know, that is a powerful song. The song.
Well, they're never going to hire us for the choir, Rick, but you know what? They are going to, from our spirit, we're going to continue to let people know that we're not, we don't have any hang-ups. Rick, you've taught me to live life understanding that we're in his hands. And when we're in his commands, we follow a path that is incredible. I want you to know, as bad as everything is, and, you know, if you watch news at all in the last week, there's lots of bad stuff going on out there, Rick. But you know what? I know that this is what's true. A person can take an idea, and that person could share that idea, and it could be, it has to be a good idea, but it can share an idea with someone and put a dream in their heart and their mind and then breathe life into that dream and demonstrate that using tools they can achieve. And it's in the achievement that, you know what, someone said to me one time, well, I was talking to someone about climbing the mountain and achieving, and they said, well, when you do it, you know, like, show me. And I said to this person, tell you what, when you achieve the check, stick it in their face. Because I'm telling you, we see people achieving in the worst possible conditions. People are hurting all over, but you know there's still joy in achieving and help other people. And mountain plan. Our seven mountains that we are climbing are bringing joy and fun and love and unity all together. And that's what we're doing. Everybody on this call is participating in making that happen, Rick. I'm humbled and grateful.
I believe it. You know, the world is designed mostly to get you down. And if you make a constant diet of the news, it does a great job of trying to get you down. But I believe praise is a weapon. And you're right, I wouldn't be hired necessarily for a voice and for my song. But praise is a weapon of mass destruction. And I truly, truly, truly believe we can change the trajectory of our life through praise. If a person is feeling down and begin to sing a song of praise, even if they can't sing, but make a joyful noise, it's the feeling, it's the words, it's the intention It's the affirmation that changes things. And praise becomes a weapon of mass destruction. If a person is caught up in a situation that they would say is probably not so great, praise is a weapon and can change things as you begin to sing songs of praise. You know, how the Grinch stole Christmas and when the Grinch took all the gifts and the bulbs and the turkey and everything else and went back up to the mountain and then started hearing, you know, the little, I don't know if they were the Who people or some, start hearing them worshiping and thanking God and praising. And praise is a weapon, and it's not dependent on our situation. It changes our situation, you know, as we begin to declare things, as we begin to declare the truth, you know, in a situation that on the surface looks one way. And we're like, no, it's not that way. It's this way, right? And through your affirmation, through your songs of praise, by speaking to the mountain and leveling the mountain, speaking to the valley and raising the valley, and we take control of life. Life is not in control of us. We're in control of life. You know, God is for us. You know, though everything may be against us, God is for us. And I like to say that faith doesn't face reality. It changes reality. It creates reality. And if you can believe that, watch what happens. You may see something a particular way, and just remember that faith doesn't face reality. No. It creates reality. You know, by your words of declaration, by the things that you accept and refuse to accept based on the promises of God, based on the word of God. You know, let God be true and every man a liar. And when you know that, you know, nothing can come against you. You know, right? Nothing. Rain, sleet, snow, hail, you know, people speaking ill of you, nothing can come against you in the precious name of Jesus. And I was just thinking about that this past week, as the enemy will come and the enemy will bluff you. Situations will bluff you, will bogart you, will try to bully you, and you can't take it. You know, the enemy will come, and you'll declare the word of God, and the enemy will play like it doesn't have any effect. La, 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 I can't hear you, la, 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 where it is having an effect. But if you allow the enemy to bluff you through situations, through people, through coming at you, and you thinking that the words you speak don't have an effect, we're at a time now where you got to stand up no matter what, knowing that the enemy is going to bluff you into saying you have no power. You know, you have no power over me. The words that you speak are, you know, are falling on deaf ears. You know, you might as well just shut up and go on. No. You're having an effect. You're having an effect. And you keep declaring the word of God. You keep speaking to the mountain. You keep speaking to the valley. You keep declaring the word of God as true in all man, every man a liar. Because, you know, we go through different situations, and one of the things that we know is that a true warrior is born when God intentionally places us in the middle of an impossible situation. And he's like, I got you. You know, and you may not hear him say, I got you, but he's got us, and he's watching you in the middle of what seems to be an impossible situation. And you may be like, okay, I'm going down for the third time, and you may have three fingers up above the waterline, and God's got you. Faith, he will reveal himself to you. He's not moved by your tears, your fears. He's moved by your faith. And faith changes things. Faith doesn't face reality. Faith creates reality. And when you begin to believe that and know that you know that you know that you know, watch what happens. You know, it's funny because, well, not funny, but we have more power than we realize. You know, God has given us power on this earth, you know, to take authority, to walk in authority. And that's one of the things in Better World Changers, Marketplace Ministry. You know, it's interesting because we try to shield ourselves from walking upright and boldly into situations. And if we're not careful, we hide, not realizing when we hide the power of the Spirit, of the Holy Ghost. But when we step out as change agents, as we are, things move out of our way, right? You start walking, it's like, oh, they really believe it. Okay, I was just trying to bluff you, you know, into the corner. But, okay, you really believe it. Let me let you pass. Is it possible to keep walking towards the wall, knowing that when your nose is just about to hit the wall and you think it's going to be smashed, a door opens? You know, it's like, oh, I didn't know that was a door. And the Lord is like, hey, I had the door there for you all along. 2023 will be a creation of your own imagination. What do you imagine? What do you imagine? Do you imagine victory? Do you imagine defeat? 2023 will be a creation of your own imagination. When you fast forward to the end of this year, December 31, and you look back, what did you imagine? Because whatever you imagined, that's what you're going to see when you look back. Well, here we are, March 13th, looking forward. What do you imagine? Dream big and include others. It's almost like we have a lifetime of generational beatdown where our parents were beat down. Their parents were beat down. Their parents were beat down. And now here we are, and the buck stops with us. And that's the purpose of Marketplace Ministry. The Lord trusting us with his wealth, trusting us with his people, and us being positioned. And so when you go to betterworldchangers.com, I definitely encourage you, click on the Begin Here tab. And section one, you hear me say it almost every week, section one talks about purpose and identifying your purpose to walk in your spiritual authority on purpose. When you start walking in your, when you know your spiritual authority, when you start walking in your spiritual authority, the enemy is going to move out of your way. Why? Because the enemy is going to realize, oh, they believe. You know, they're walking in purpose, on purpose. And then secondly, the mountain that you're being trained to climb, of the seven mountains, spiritual warfare, spiritual influence, of cultural influence, what mountain are you assigned to? What mountain are you being trained to climb? So that as God blesses your business and creates a pipeline of wealth that flows to you, directly from the kingdom, using the business tool that you have, that he prospers. What mountain are you being trained to climb so that you can climb that mountain? Nothing's controlling your money. You're mobile. You can go anywhere he tells you to go. The money follows you. Goodness and mercy, like you say, country boy, it follows you. Right? It covers you. It surrounds you. It's above you. It's beneath you. And you're climbing that mountain in the name of Jesus to take dominion. What mountain are you assigned to climb? And then thirdly, the vision that God has given you, walking in purpose on purpose, assigned to whatever mountain you're climbing, walking in purpose on purpose, assigned and willing to be trained to climb, in school to rule, training for reigning. And then thirdly, the vision that God has given you before the foundations of the world. That's why I love reading Psalms 139, where it says, he saw you before you was even formed in your mother's womb. Lord, have mercy. Praise the Lord. Glory to your name, Jesus. You know, the vision that he has put in your heart that nobody can take out, nothing can pull it out except for you. You can only submerge it or submerse and push it deep. No. Father, bring it to the surface. Show us clearly the vision that you have for us as we walk in this life. And so when you're walking in your vision, you're walking in your marketplace vision, you're walking in your authority. When you're walking in your purpose, you're walking in your spiritual authority. And when you understand that, Lord, bless my business so I can climb the mountain that you've assigned for me to climb, oh, you are set. You're set. You know, will the enemy come at you? Of course. But you're set because you have a foundation. And I was listening to my Pastor Mark, Church for All Nations. I was missing Lou, Brenda, before the call, because, you know, Lou from California passed away a couple of months ago. Lou from California, but he used to go to my church in Colorado Springs. And Pastor started a program of transformation and working with young people and doing what we're actually doing right now and teaching them how to identify the purpose, understanding the seven mountains, and understanding the purpose of vision in your life to keep you on track. And I was like, wow. Hey, folks, everybody, I believe, is coming to where we are right now. And the folks that are on this call are going to be teachers. You know, this is not just a ministry for us just to hang out as a social club. No, this is a ministry because everybody's going to be teaching. You know, everybody's going to be teaching how to walk in your purpose, teaching, understanding how business can be, God can bless your business to free you up to do your calling, and the seven mountains and how the world wealth flows. You know, somebody on the mountain of politics or government calling their buddy up from business and saying, hey, can you fund me? You know, hey, we are coming in. God is using us in a mighty way here, but teaching. You're going to be teaching spiritual warfare. Somebody's going to come to you this week, I believe, saying I'm beat down. I'm discouraged. And like you were saying, Brenda, happiness is a choice. And I don't know what to do. And somebody on this call is going to encourage them in the Lord, right? So they can keep on the running. Keep on the fighting, right? And encouraging them. And in that encouragement, the Holy Spirit is going to empower you. You know, the more you encourage others, the more you are empowered to be encouraged, to be encouraged. But the Holy Spirit falling on you and giving you that superhuman strength, right, you know, to encourage other people. You know, where you said, Brenda, you were saying, a lot of times people don't speak because, you know, whatever it may be that they just don't speak. But where God empowers, he takes your tongue, and all of a sudden he gives you a tongue of knowledge, a tongue of understanding, where the words just roll off your tongue. And you go, wow, third-party experience. I'm listening to myself speak. I didn't know that I knew that when I was getting ready to say that. And the Holy Spirit using you as a vessel. And that's what this is. Lord empowering you to be a change agent, you know, where there's a courage that rises up in you, you know, that you know that you know that you know you're walking in purpose on purpose. That's what this is, being called to be a change agent. But looking back, let me stop right there. Anybody, looking at someone? I mean, if you have anything on your heart, definitely say it, because this is a call where God real time is putting things in the hearts of people that other people need to hear. So if the Lord is telling you to say something, definitely don't hold back.
No, Rick, I'm going to add one thing quick. This is Mary. We are also live on Optimize My Life radio show.
Fantastic. That is awesome. Glory to glory to glory to glory. If someone has anything they ever need to say, get into the habit of listening to the Holy Spirit, even though you may not even know where it's going, right? Because God will empower you. And that is what the outpouring of His Spirit is for such a time as now, that He can use you in that way. And so definitely don't hold back on that. 2023 will be a creation of your own imagination. Dream big and include others. Dream big and include others. What do you imagine? There is no limit. There are no limitations. Anybody? The words you speak, the words you think, the words you feel will manifest, will jump off your tongue, roll off your tongue, and you watch. Even now, we're all business owners. I said, Lord, I'm not going to assert my business. What? You're not going to assert your business? You have no business then. I said, Lord, I'm going to attract my business.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to work like I ain't got no sense. I'm not going to work like a mad dog, Father. I want to use, Lord, the power that you've given me to call things in, to attract things, to become. You know, do you know that the Spirit of God attracts? Do you know that the Spirit of God can draw things to you that you don't have to chase? And so I made a declaration, Father. You've heard me say it before. Ease and inspiration. Brenda will tell you what's happening in the business. Ease, Lord, I'm not asserting the business and chasing people off.
Right.
By the way, when you assert, they run, by the way. I'm sure we all realize that. When you put that canoe in the water, and we've been taught, put that canoe in the water and start and turn it upstream and start canoeing, oaring, as that hard as you can, and you keep going, and you know, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to say, Father, in the precious name of Jesus, I'm going to turn this canoe down. I'm going to flow with your Spirit in the name of Jesus, and everything will come to me that comes to me. And when you, Father, give me inspirations, I'll be obedient to do them immediately. My business has been growing faster, right, than when I was asserting and getting tired and getting stressed out. Taking a step back and saying, Father, show me. I'm not going to move until you move, until you give me inspiration. Father, here's the vision that you've given me to do, the work that you've given me to accomplish. Give me inspiration on what needs to be done. Make me a vessel that draws and attracts and gives me favor. As I have favor with you, I have favor with man. Father, show me, Lord, in the peace, Father, of your spirit that gets things done. My business is growing faster than before. How can that be, right? How can that be? Because the Spirit of God, when you let him take charge, when you ask him, Father, what's my next step? What should I do? The wisdom of the Holy Spirit kicks in. And the peace of God gives you an assurance. And it gives you that something that draws people. The Lord said, if I be lifted, what did he say? If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. You lift him up, Father. You know how to do this business. You know, last time I did that, this one gentleman came, and he knew what he was doing where I didn't. And we built teams in my business, in the tribal business. He built a team of 7,000 people.
Mm.
And in my business, Brendan and I was able to override that in my business. And he came when I called him forth in the precious name of Jesus. And I called him forth simply by saying, Father, you got to help me. I don't know what I'm doing. And not only that, I'm afraid. That's amazing. You don't know what you're doing. It brings a little fear. I don't know what I'm doing. And I've got the pressure of bills. I got the pressure of family. I got the pressure of I got to make some money. I got the pressure of, oh, my Lord, my rent is due. These bills are due. And, Father, I don't know what to do. But I know that you do. Boy, that takes some peace, don't it, to be able to settle down? Yeah. That takes some peace to be able to settle yourself down in the midst of the battle and let go and let God. Because you feel like you got to hold on tight, like you're doing something and you're not doing anything. But in the midst of the battle, in the midst of the bullets flying and the arrows being shot and all of this going on, in the midst of the battle, being able to slow down, let go, and let God. And I'm going to tell you what you're going to see in that stillness. You're going to see a power. You're going to feel a peace that passes understanding. Mm-hmm. And you are going to see the hand of God move in that faith. You're going to see the hand of God move in that faith. And it's going to be an eye-opening experience where you realize that the power of your words, the power of your faith, the power of your belief, the love that God has toward us to move us, to bring us into a place, to draw us into a place in him. And when you begin to move in that place, I'm telling you what I know. You move back in the garden where you're naming animals, ease and inspiration. I'm going to stop right there. Anybody?
Rick, this is Jackie Fortson from Greensboro.
Hey, Jackie.
Hi. I just want to say thank you. What you're saying is so true because in the time that God just said, I'll send them. Okay, Lord, I don't see them, but I trust you. And right after that, someone I hadn't talked to in 20 years, you know, made contact with me. The other thing was that when you sit first thing in the morning, just be still, God will speak. And he proved that to me this morning because I wrote in my journal something he told me not to do. And I didn't, you know, I didn't say this. I just wrote it. I said, okay, Lord, I'll follow you. And then my husband said, late on today, he said, I don't think you should do that. And I didn't say anything to him or agree with him or anything. I just was quiet. And when I got home, I showed him my journal, what God had said, and he will confirm whatever he tells you to do. It's a matter of being still and knowing that it's God. And, yes, keep the enemy out your ear because he will come.
Well, that's so good. So good. Thank you. Man, that's a powerful word right there. Anybody else? Wow. That is some powerful word. Be still and know. The strength is in being still and knowing. That's why I said ease and inspiration. Jackie, my business is exploding and in ease and inspiration.
I'm right behind you.
I'm going to tell you, it's the truth. And more, people listening, no matter what you're doing, it may not even be business, but in that stillness, the assurance, in that stillness, things are happening behind the scenes in the spirit. And the perfect plan is being put in place in that stillness, as opposed to being busy doing nothing. And running here and running there and chasing over there and chasing back here. But in that stillness, it's a magnet, right? And the perfect plan is being laid out. Because we know we talk about the unknown, being willing to walk into the unknown, knowing that that's where you're going to find all your solutions in the unknown. Where it's like, oh, I didn't even know that. Solutions will emerge spontaneously as you are willingly walking into the unknown and being open to whatever God's timing is. One guy brought 7,000 people to the team. I would have thought that I was going to be late. I would have thought that I would have to do all that work that I didn't know how to do. And one guy who knew what he was doing, sent by the Lord, working with the power of Samson, like, this guy is working, brought all of those people that delivered me and Brenda and launched us when I thought that I had actually something to do with it, and I had nothing to do with it other than being still and knowing, trusting and faith believing that Father, see, that is the strength that everybody on this call as a marketplace minister, that's where we need to abide. That's where we need to make our home, in that silent strength, in that place, the silent strength of prayer, of praise, the weapons of our warfare. You know, they're not natural. They're not carnal. People wouldn't even understand. But being able to praise the enemy away, right? I command everything in this room, raise your hand and begin to praise him and to glorify him. I guarantee you that will clear the room, right, of anything that's not supposed to be there. And the angels will just surround you and minister to you. Begin to praise him. Praise is a weapon of mass destruction. And just begin. You feel bad? You feel like tomorrow, oh, Lord, I can't face tomorrow. This is going to happen, Father. Begin to worship him. Begin to declare the truth. Remember, faith doesn't face reality. It creates reality. Remember to speak it and watch what happens. That's why you got to keep a notebook. Because I'm telling you, this is true. We're all walking into a place of power. You know, this is a place of power in the spirit. And when you declare something, when you want, like you wrote that down, Jackie, you got confirmation, right? It's like, okay, I was told not to do it, and I didn't. And now there's a reward that comes behind that communication and hearing the communication. He knows that you know that you know that he knows. And some, it takes you to the next level. See, this is all about relationship. relationship with him, you know, where he can trust you with his wealth. He can trust you with his people. He can trust you in situations. He can trust you and use you. The enemy is doing the same thing for your opposer. You know, you'll see your opposer as you continue to grow at every level. You'll see the opposer, the opposer for you. And it's like, okay, in Jesus' name, you know, and you're ready at every level. Boom, at the next level, through the communication, you know, that you have, the relationship, the trusting relationship that you have with the Lord, and you go, he takes you to the next level. You know, like he said to Job, the enemy, consider my servant Job, and he takes you to the next level, and the end is greater than the beginning, and he takes you to the next level. And I'm telling you, it's no problem for God to get supernatural wealth. Ron, that's what's happening with you, my friend, from your obedience. Ron is doing the same thing that I'm doing, right? Ease and inspiration. His wife's getting ready to retire in obedience. And watch how God is setting them up, you know, for the testimony. I'm like, Lord, you can use me as a testimony. I'm ready to testify, Father. Take me through, Father, in the name of Jesus. See, that's what moves you into your leadership position. What's going to happen with Ron and Linda is God's going to begin to just explode his business because of Linda's obedience to retire. See, a lot of times, if we don't do something in faith, the scene continues, right? trying to make it. What is that scene that God is requiring? Father, what do you require of me, Father, to move me to the next level? If you ask him that, he's going to show you. And you're going to have a choice to make. Yes, I asked him that. When I left my job after a royal beatdown, I left my job, and I asked him, what do you require of me? He said, I need you to go into the community and serve and not ask for it. Now, this is me, not you, and not ask for any money. Just serve your skills that I've given you, that I've gifted you with. And I go into the community, and this is happening, and that's happening, and this major thing is happening, and that major thing is happening, and my timing is perfect for all this stuff. And I'm looking at him going, wow. And Brenda's like, but you're not asking for any money. I said, no, honey, he's going to take care of it. He said, if I do this, he'll bless the business. And the guy comes to bring 7,000 people. I'm not even working the business. I'm in the community serving. And I look over and I go, interesting. And the Lord said, that was your door to the next level. He said, people miss the spiritual door, knocking on a natural door, and they totally miss the spiritual door to go to the next level. So I asked the people on this call, you know, ask him, Father, okay, albeit I'm knocking on a natural door. That's what I've been taught all my life. You work hard, you sweat, you grind, you da da da. What is the spiritual door that I need to knock on that you will open and lead me in, right? And lead me, I can walk through. And as I walk through that door, I see all the things that I was seeking in his holy name. Isn't that something?
And Rick is so excited.
Go right ahead.
Trust. We've had many calls. We have Monday night call. We've said those words, or you said those words. It's really just learning to trust. Mm-hmm. And as we do, we relinquish to trusting him and allowing him to lead us. We still have to go through the door. We still have to be willing to step forward. It's not pennies from heaven. What we have to do is work. What we have to do is take on the challenges, because not everything is just canned corn. There are challenges, and we need to face them. But when we do it in total surrender to the Lord, we come through it in victory. He wants to. He wants to. He's crying out to bless us if we allow him to do it.
That's good. Anybody else? That's good, Ryan.
Hello, Rick.
Yes, go right ahead.
You know, and it's so important and crucial that we maximize our weapons and the power that we do have by covering not only those in our metron or our measure of control, but especially for leadership, which is and has been under attack. I know in our metron or our circle, the attacks have been so, I'm not going to say devastating, I'm just going to say intense since before COVID, that if you're in a leadership position, you know what I'm talking about. Because he'll come. If he can't get at you personally, the enemy, then he will try to get as close as possible to those, your friends and your loved ones. So I just want to stress the point to continue to cover one another, because that's going to maximize our power. Back to you, Rick.
Ooh, that's so true. Anyone else? That is so true, Glenn. It's so important to have a prayer life. And like Brenda was saying, praying without ceasing. But to have a time of prayer every day because of the, like you're saying, Glenn, the nature of spiritual warfare, you know, that will come at the leadership. As we move into leadership position, it's important to have a time of prayer every day. And it could be something as simple as just reading some of the warfare scriptures. You know, it doesn't have to be this long, drawn-out Shakespearean prayer, but it has to be that communication, you know, with our Lord and Savior, you know, and every day. You know, do you have a prayer time every day that you are getting information, that you are getting intelligence, that you're praising, you know, that you're asking perhaps questions, you know, that relationship every day? It is so important, because what you're saying, Glenn, is critical. You know, that's what holds a lot of people back, I believe, is that it's warfare. And the armor.
It's absolutely all-out war, and it's a tactic of war. When war is planned, you know, you plan to attack communication, leadership, infrastructure. That's how you win a war. And it's absolutely a tactic of war. Go ahead, Rick.
It's absolutely a tactic of war. And every day I pray, every day I'm talking, you know, because I know that it's critical. You know, Ephesians 6, where he talks about, you know, the weapons of our warfare, and the truth to cover my loins, the breastplate of righteousness to cover my heart and chest cavity, the gospel of peace to cover my feet, the shield of faith to defensively and offensively cover my body, the helmet of salvation to cover my head, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, a robe of righteousness, the glory of God is my reward. And I decree and declare that the weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and vain imaginations and every high thing that lifts itself against the knowledge of Jesus Christ, and declaring that my thoughts are now subject to the lordship of Christ. I speak that God's anointing destroy every yoke in my life, and that my soul, my spirit, my body now function in order according to the divine systems of protocol. I decree and declare that I am healed and spirit-filled. Sickness and disease are far from me. I establish divine parameters, boundaries, and borders, and legislate and establish the laws of the kingdom of heaven to govern all the activities within. I overrule every diabolical sanction, subverting activity, injunction, mandate, or order that opposes the will of God concerning my life, my ministry, and my family, and I nullify diabolical decisions and rulings concerning my ministry, my life, and the lives of family members, friends, and associates, and I take control over the airways, the galaxies, systems, spheres, stratospheres, hemispheres, atmospheres, realms, regions, and domains. And being able to pray every day, you know, even if it's preventive, right? Preventative, you know, to the Lord, the hedges of protection around me. Because as now, this is not just saying, okay, I'm just walking in fear, but the hedges are just in case prayer, you know. And as we move to higher levels, knowing that, you know, you're prayed up, like we say, you know, and you've got those hedges high, you've got warring angels. I know when we went to Jamaica, I was praying principalities while I was in my home here in Colorado against principalities in Jamaica. It wasn't just by happenstance, you know. In the precious name of Jesus, I was coming against, in his precious name, I was sending, and I know Chantel, you was too, and Glenn, mighty warring angels go before us in the name of Jesus. Now, did we have a great time? You know, and things that would have happened that we don't even know did not happen in the mighty name of Jesus. But you're right, Glenn, it's spiritual warfare. And I believe that God protects us based on even our understanding or not understanding the nature of spiritual warfare. He's not going to send us into the battle if we don't even understand. A part of marketplace ministry is understanding how to be that warrior that God will send into the battle, because we're backing up in his strength and we're letting him do the work. We're letting him fight. Right? And we know that, as opposed to the warrior that runs with the sword and is swinging that spirit with a natural weapon. You know, I really do believe that a lot of times we don't, you know, get into that position. We're not positioned because we don't have that relationship that's required to understand that we are servants of the Lord. We're not, you know, we're privates and he's a general. It's not even our battle. It's not even our fight. It's his. And we think it's our fight. You know, we think it's our battle. You know, our vision, our goals, our this, that. No, Father, like we say all the time, Father, I surrender to your will. I surrender. What would you have for me? You know what, though? And that's why ease and inspiration, I believe, is working, Jackie. You know, because the ease is slowing down and getting still and getting the inspiration of instruction. Lord, what would you have for me to do? And the peace comes with that, passes understanding. Anybody else? As business owners, entrepreneurs, salespeople, this is marketplace ministry. And this, you may recognize this, Glenn, to mobilize, train, and equip. Some military. To mobilize marketplace ministers globally, to train marketplace ministers in business building and spiritual warfare strategies, and to equip marketplace ministers to conquer, occupy, rule, and transform territory. Ooh, that's some heavy-duty stuff. Are you up for the challenge to rule in the precious name of Jesus, to conquer, rule, conquer, occupy, rule, and in his name transform territory as we climb the mountains and taking dominion of our space one step at a time? You know, it's like, Lord, bless these businesses, Father. Multiply these businesses to create a pipeline of wealth that allows your leaders to be mobile. The money follows them wherever they go. Father, that allows your leaders to understand supernaturally the nature of spiritual warfare. Father, to have discernment, Lord, to see things, Father, to have a relationship with you, Lord, where you're giving real-time intelligence, Father, where you're giving real-time instruction, Father, where we take a moment when we don't know to say, Father, I need you to tell me, show me, lead me, and like you said, Ron, guide me in the moment, in the midst of the war, the shots are being fired, the cannons are going off, but to be able to slow down, knowing that we will not be hit, Father, show me, what is my next step? And I'm telling you, the Spirit will descend on you. And like Samson, supernatural power in the precious name of Jesus. See, that's what this is. Slow down to speed up. Anybody else before we close? Slow down to speed up. Ease and inspiration. Now, your thing, he may tell you something different, so you do what he tells you. He told me, he says, Rick, you will be powerful when you slow down and ease and inspiration, no matter what somebody is telling you to do. If somebody is telling you to charge that hill, unless I told you to charge that hill, you slow down. And I'm going to give you the stretch. Like you said, Glenn, like Coach, when he took the flag from the general, when he was, they had a red flag challenge, and they had the red team against the home team, and Coach was on the red team, and he had to come up with a strategy to get on base, to go through the woods, and the whole idea was to take the flag of the general officer, and he had to get intelligence from the Lord. He had to get strategy from the Lord. He had to get wisdom from the Lord. And he ended up capturing the flag, the general officer flag. That's where we are. And I'm telling you, God will take you through your business, turn it over to him, and let him show you exactly what to do with it. He already knows. He shows us the end from before the beginning. You've already been successful. Then he backs you up to walk it out. You know, you've already won. Can you believe that you already won? Rick, I've already won. Yeah, you already won. Slow down and get the instructions. He'll show you step by step. Ask him and watch what happens. You know, and don't move until he tells you. Rick, I can't hear him, though. Ask him. You couldn't miss his voice if you tried. That's why I said, Lord, I don't want to miss you. I'm so slow. This is before I went into the community. I don't want to miss you. I'm so slow in hearing and in doing. He said, Rick, you couldn't miss me if you tried. Remember, your thoughts come to me before you. And because you're listening, I know you're listening. So unless I'm speaking, learn to rest when I'm not speaking. I'm like, ooh, okay. And I got peace. I've got peace that passeth understanding. And I'm here to take charge. I'm not here to just play around. I'm here to take dominion. So for a hard charger like us on this call, it takes a lot for us to actually slow down. And we're so used to hard charging in life. I mean, I'm used to hard charging in life. And now it's like, okay, I've given you the skills. I need you to slow down. And I'll tell you how to apply them. For this one, you're going to use that. For this one, you're going to use wisdom. For this one, you're going to use strategy. For this one, I need you to run through the gap, charge the gap, and listen. You need to just listen. You're always running. Slow down and listen. It's amazing, huh? We understand that we're going to close with this. We understand that spiritual warfare, this is actually from a brochure that's on the site. We understand that spiritual warfare is no joke and must be overcome to go to the higher levels in Christ to be trusted with the flow of supernatural wealth. God's favor, wisdom, and understanding and knowledge is the door of entrance. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, and we are in a real spiritual war. We must learn how to fight in order to receive and retain higher levels of wealth. The vision and purpose of the Life Group of Marketplace Ministry is to unite a spiritually focused team of marketplace ministers within the body of Christ to what? Fulfill the Great Commission. There's a well transfer in full effect. Over to you, Brenda, or if someone wants to close us in prayer. Over to you, Brenda.
All righty. Does anybody want to close in prayer? Okay. Well, we thank God for the call tonight and all the information that has been given to us. What we want to do is take it to heart and understand that God wants us to have the knowledge and the understanding to go to the next level. Belief is a major thing. Faith is a powerful thing. We have to remember that it's all about faith. It's all about believing. You might not be able to see God, and some of us might not even hear him. But just like you can feel the wind, but you don't see it, God's presence is there. Ask him to speak to you. Ask God to touch your heart in a way that you have never, ever felt it before. Be able to connect with God on a quick level. See, we don't have to get on our knees and spend hours tarrying before the Lord. God comes to us quickly with what we ask him, and we thank him for how he moves with the quickness. And like we know, the answer might be yes, no, or not now, but he answers us. And we thank God for the presence. We thank God for everyone on this call, how he has touched and anointed our hearts and our minds to stay on him. That it would be the theme, the name, or the call is to keep your mind stayed on the Lord. Find your happy praise song. Hum it to yourself and know that God is with you. He's got your back. If no one else seems like they're around to be there for you, God's there. If you feel that there's no one for you to talk to and pour your heart out to, understand that God is there. Get on bended knees, cry out to God, and watch how he pours his power of anointing all over you. You'll find yourself praising and dancing because God has touched you. All you have to do is ask for it and believe it. Believe that God's got you. No matter what situation that you're going through right now, God's got you. So we thank God for all his blessings. Remember to continue to praise him. You woke up this morning. You are breathing. You can see. You can talk. All of those are daily miracles that we have to remember to thank God for. Our health and our strength, our right mind. God has touched you, so therefore you can move in this. Believe it. It's because of God you live, you breathe, strength, you have knowledge, you have power. Thank God for that. And know that he wants you to have all the desires of your heart. We just thank God for our call tonight, and we want everyone to take this week with vengeance, knowing that God wants you to have what your heart desires. Go out and ask God. Go out and get it and believe that it is yours. And we just thank God for all his blessings and miracles that come to us on a daily basis. And in his name we pray. Amen.
Wow. Amen. Praise the Lord. Preach that, guys.
Praise that, God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless everybody. Amen. Thank you, Brenda. Have a good
Amen.
Night, everybody. God
Amen.
Bless.